It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSCBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Middle of March 2020, Bemidji State at 22-10-5, 11th in the pairwise. Coming up next, a best 2 out of 3 semifinal series against Bowling Green at the Sanford Center. Details next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. One of the most highly anticipated series against Bowling Green that I can remember came back in March of 2020. The Beavers at 22-10-5, had a record of 20 wins, 5 losses, 3 ties in league play. Beavers set to host Bowling Green in a best 2 out of 3 at the Sanford Center in the WCHA semifinals. COVID hit, the much-anticipated games were never played. Head coach Tom Ceratori.
Can't remember if it was a Monday or Tuesday, but we came to the realization we tried to get out ahead of COVID, and we didn't have a crystal ball to realize that the season was going to get shut down. But boy, there was a lot of banter, there was a lot of talk in the college basketball world. What they're going to do? Are they going to minimize the NCAA tournament? Is there going to be some league playoffs on pause? None of us knew what was actually going to go on. So our league, I thought we got ahead of it pretty good. But we came to the realization we're going to go to one-game shots. And Cato won the league. We took second. Tech, I don't know if they took third or fourth. But it doesn't matter. Tech was the third seed and Bowling Green was the fourth seed. Bowling Green won in Fairbanks. So what we did is then Bowling Green flew back to the Twin Cities, and they were practicing at St. Thomas Academy. So we were going to play Thursday in Bemidji, a one-game shot, Bowling Green and Bemidji, and then there was going to be a game in Mankato on Thursday, Tech and Mankato. And obviously, if Mankato would beat Tech, you know, the winner of our game versus Bowling Green, they just bopped down to Mankato on a Saturday. They play in the playoff championship. If Bowling Green would beat us and Tech would beat Mankato, it was already solidified. Saturday, the game would be in Bemidji, neutral site. Since Bowling Green was already in Bemidji, Tech would be making their way back home to Houghton. It was just an easy fix. So that's what we had planned ahead of time. And it was that afternoon, everything got shot down, and season ended. They would have been great series. And that year, boy, those teams were, you know, I mean, that year, I mean, we were 11th in the pairwise when the season ended.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.